to I Am You Are a Phenomenal Woman. Long time no hear, ladies. I am so glad to be back on air after being absent for a while. I'm so excited about today's talk. Before we get into our talk, let's start off with our prayer just to kind of set the atmosphere. Oh, Father God, our Heavenly Father who sits in heaven and looks low, oh, Father God, we thank you for coming. We thank you for coming before us this, on today, oh, Father God, just seeing about us, oh, Father God. We ask that you come and rest in our atmosphere, oh, Father God, that you send your Holy Spirit down, oh, Father God, to rest upon our shoulders, oh, Father God. We ask that you come and see about us, oh, Father God. You don't ever have to leave our presence, oh Lord. You are always welcomed in our presence, oh Father God. From the time that we wake up, oh Father God, to the time that we close our eyes, oh Father God. I come before you on today, oh Father God, asking that you just release the heaviness off of people that may be listening, oh Father God. Even those who aren't listening, oh Father God. Those who are struggling, oh Father God, within themselves, oh Father God, on a day-to-day basis, oh Father God. I ask that you allow them to turn from themselves, oh Father God, and to seek you, oh Father God, to seek your peace, oh Father God, to seek your righteousness, oh Father God, to seek your will, oh Father God, to seek your way, oh Father God. So right now, Lord, I ask that you just decrease, allow us to decrease in ourselves, oh Lord. Decrease in ourselves, oh Father God. For our thoughts are not your thoughts, O Lord. For our ways are not your ways, O Father God. So I ask that you align us within your will, O Father God. I ask that you bless those who are listening, O Father God. I ask that you give a strategy. I ask that you give structure to those who are listening, O Father God. I pray that you give them a way, Father God, that works for them, O Lord. So that they're able to get through their day-to-day activities, O Father God. With strength, oh Father God, and with peace, oh Father God, to not be defeated, oh Father God, with the enemy, oh Father God, because the devil is a liar, oh Father God. So right now, Lord God, we just bless your name, oh Father God. We praise your holy name, oh Father God. We magnify your holy name, oh Father God. Nothing comes before you, oh Father God. You are above all things, oh Father God. So right now, Lord, I just pray that you just give the strength to those who are listening, oh Father God, to push through. Give them the peace, give them the joy, oh Father God. Give them the tools they need, oh Father God. Equip them with the knowledge and wisdom they need, oh Father God, every day to make it through, oh Father God, to push past their tiredness, oh Father God. We thank you and we love you and we continue to bless and praise your name every single day. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. 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 Our scripture for the day will be coming out of the Amplified Version of Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. It says, "But first and foremost, importantly, seek, aim at, and strive after his kingdom and his righteousness." Which means his way of doing and being right, the attitude and character of God. And all these things will be given to you. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. I just want to read that one more time. This is Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 through 34. It says, "But first and most importantly, seek his kingdom. Seek his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you, if it's according to his will. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." I just want to touch a little bit on that last verse. So do not worry about tomorrow. For tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. I can most definitely say that I was one of those people who worried about yesterday, today, and tomorrow. I had this anxiety feeling. I didn't know where it came from. I was always worried about what was going to happen next. I was worried about what happened yesterday. I was worried about what was happening that day. And I was worried about what was going to happen tomorrow. But I would like to thank God for delivering me from that anxiety and delivering me from the feeling and thought of being worried, because God does not intend or want us to carry that on our shoulders. And so I know a lot of times we tend to do that. We worry about what happened yesterday. We're worrying about what's going on currently, and we're worried about what's going to happen tomorrow. And oftentimes we're not able to focus on what God is doing for us in that moment, or what he's trying to say to us in that moment, or we're not able to listen or hear him in that moment because we're so worked up on what happened in the past, or we're so worked up on things that we can't control, or we're so worried about things that's going to happen tomorrow. So don't worry about tomorrow, because each day has enough trouble on its own. I already have enough that's going on today, so let me focus on what God wants me to focus on today. You can't change what happened yesterday. You can't change what happened in the past. You can't change what God has for you in the future, for tomorrow. You can only focus and worry about what's happening at that moment. So in order for us to do the best that we can, in order for us to be the best that we can for that day, our main goal should be to be focused on Jesus, to be focused on God, to be focused on where he wants us to be doing it in that moment, that very day. And so I like that verse a lot, because it says a lot. I can definitely relate to that verse. And then going back to verse 33, it says, but first and most importantly, seek his kingdom and his righteousness. Seek his kingdom and his righteousness. And all the things that you ask that are according to his will be given to you. So if you want X, Y, and Z, you want, you know, finances, you want stability, you want peace, you want joy, all those things will be given unto you. But first you must seek him. First you must look to him. First you must draw near to him. And then once you do those things, he will bless you, and they will just flow and come naturally. So I thank God for that verse. I thank God for what he's doing in my life. I pray that he's doing doing something mighty in everyone else's life that's listening. So I just thank God and amen to that. Moving forward, the talk of the day will be the importance of balancing life. That is our talk of the day, balancing life. I can definitely say balancing life for me since the pandemic has definitely been something interesting, just because I've been at home this whole year since the pandemic started. And so it's been a lot with me at home with the kids, and I can definitely say I have grown. I've grown a lot. I've grown as a woman. I've grown spiritually. I've grown as a mother. I've grown as a wife. Thank God for that. I've been balancing the many different roles that I have over my life, which I'm sure a lot of you other ladies are doing as well. You know, the many roles that I have, God has given me to be a mother of three children, a wife, a student, because I'm always trying to learn or striving to learn more, or, you know, just trying to gain more wisdom any way I can. And so, and I'm still learning as a woman. So I'm always looking for ways to improve myself and take care of myself, mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. All those things are very important when it comes to, you know, taking care of yourself as a woman, especially if you have various roles, like being a mother and a wife, or if you're just a mother, or if you're just a wife. You may not have the other role, but whatever role that you have over your life, I'm pretty sure balancing those things can be very hectic, because I I'm currently experiencing that right now. But I can definitely say that God has been helping me day by day to be better in every role that I have, and I just thank God for that. I just want to touch on me being a mother, how I've been coping with and dealing with balancing my three children since the pandemic. I have a child that's one, I have a 2-year-old going on 3, and I have my 8-year-old. And so balancing the needs of each child because of their age, you know, it gets complicated because every child has a different need, especially when they're at a certain age. Like my 1-year-old, she's very active, very playful, very alert. Like she's still in her beginning learning stages. She's new. She's grasping onto everything she sees. She's running around with her siblings, and she's just, you know, trying to hang with the big people. And so I have my 3-year-old, which is my only boy, and he is, you know, very active, very curious, he's just all over the place. And he requires a lot of attention, just like my 1-year-old. And then I have my 8-year-old who also requires attention, especially when it comes to her schoolwork and her being in school. And I'm pretty sure that a lot of the other mothers are dealing with their children being at home on Zoom and, you know, trying to help make sure their kids are understanding their schoolwork and helping them get through their schoolwork so that they can continue to succeed in school. And so when you're trying to, you know, take care of this kid, and you're trying to meet everyone's needs. You're trying to make sure that everyone's needs are met. On top of the attention, they still need the discipline. They still need the affection. They still need the love. So it's not just one thing that children need. So on top of the children, you still have your other roles, like me being a wife. I still have my wifely duties, my wifely roles, making sure that my husband is, you know, taken care of, making sure that he's, you know, his dinner, making sure that, you know, he's still getting his attention, making sure that we're still getting our time. You know, that's very important. I'm learning that to not ignore the time you need with your spouse. That is very important, especially if you plan on being together for a very long time. I often tell my husband, you know, we're not married to the kids, so I don't want our lives to be only revolved around the kids. You know, we still have to learn how to love each other, how to stay in love, how to keep the love going, how to be romantic, how to have fun, how to laugh, you know. And, you know, thankfully that me and my husband have a really pretty good bond and a really good relationship. You know, that's my best friend. And so we share a lot of laughs, but it's really important that you keep that love alive. It's very easy for the love to die or for the relationship to die because you're focused on the children or you're focused on work or you're focused on other things. And so that's where the balance come in, where you have to learn how to give equal attention to every area in your life. Because aside from our roles, ladies, the roles that we have in other people's lives, we still have ourselves to look after, to take care of. And so I kind of find myself struggling, or something I'm coming out of is, you know, putting myself last, especially when it comes to my happiness. I'm so used to taking care of my other roles in my life and giving those things attention that I often put myself on the back burner. And so at the end of the day, I can't do anything for anybody, or I can't play any role for anybody in anyone else's life if I'm not taken care of. I have to make sure that my emotions are in order. I have to make sure that my spirit is right. I have to make sure that my physical appearance is right, up to my liking. God says that our bodies are our temples. And I have to make sure that my mental is healthy. My mental state is healthy, right? All those things matters, ladies. So taking care of your kids and your husband and everything else won't work if you aren't together yourself. And I know oftentimes it's so easy to put ourselves on the back burner because we want, women are naturally givers. We're nurturers. And so it's kind of in us to put ourselves last. But I'm here to tell you, ladies, today that, you know, moving forward, you come first. The operation won't work if the head is not operating, is not healthy, is not mentally healthy, is not emotionally healthy, spiritually healthy. That's very important. Your spirit has to be right in order for you to move in order for things to flow in your life. And so the main thing that I did want to talk about today was what happens when, you know, you don't focus, or I should say, when your spirit is not right, everything else crumbles. When your mind is not right, everything else crumbles. For example, since I've been home with the kids, or recently I should say, I had a breakdown because I was overwhelmed. And this breakdown came from buildup, right? It had been building up, because although my husband has been working through the pandemic, I've literally been home. I had my daughter January 2020, and I've literally been home since then with the kids. I believe the kids like stopped going to school in March of 2020. And so I've been at home with the kids for majority of the time. From sunup to sundown, you know, until my husband comes home, and me trying to, you know, three kids, you know, get them ready in the morning and make sure that they've eaten, and, you know, they're getting their education and they're taking their breaks and, you know, just all those things. And so I was really overwhelmed maybe about last week, or I would say about 2 weeks ago. And, you know, I broke down to my husband because I told him, I said, I'm really overwhelmed. I'm tired. Sometimes I feel like I want to leave you guys. And, you know, I don't feel so much as appreciated. And I'm just tired, you know. I'm tired of the kids. I'm tired of, you know, always having to do stuff. I'm tired of doing everything except for what I want to do. And so when I told him that, I told him that over a text message, and when he came home, we talked about it. And in that moment, I broke down in tears, and I was like, you know, God, please help me, because I don't ever want to feel like I want to leave my family. I love my family to death. I love my husband. I love my kids to death. And so for me to feel that low and that overwhelmed, it really broke my heart, because I felt like the enemy was trying to, you know, throw me in that pit. I don't know about the reoccurring listeners, but I believe last episode I talked about falling into that dark, deep pit of depression. And when you fall into that pit, sometimes it's really hard to get out if you're not emotionally stable or spiritually stable, right? And so I'm pretty much spiritually stable for the most part, but I'm human and I have emotions. And so I told my husband, I don't like feeling like I want to leave my family. And I'm pretty sure a lot of my listeners and women, you know, we go through that sometimes. We feel so overwhelmed. We have so much on our shoulders. We carry so much. We try to do so much for other people that we get thrown on the back burner. We forget about ourselves. We don't take care of ourselves. We don't love ourselves enough. We don't give ourselves enough attention, enough time to think. And so because I felt like that, because I was feeling like that, it was build up. For the first time in about a year, me and my husband went out. He's a musician, and so I went to an event, like a comic event, and it was the first time in about a year where we went out by ourselves without kids. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it was definitely something I needed. And so I just thank God for sending somebody, you know, that I trust to watch my kids. Because I remember asking God, I'm like, Lord, I know you didn't intend for me and my husband, or for me, you know, to be sitting in the house every day and not being able to leave my children for a couple of hours and spending that time with my husband. I'm like, really, Lord? Did you really, like, really, Lord? I just couldn't even believe it. But, you know, God hears our cries. He hears our prayers, and he knows our needs. And so he knows that I've had that buildup of being overwhelmed at home with the kids, and he know that I needed that outlet. So sure enough, he, you know, sent somebody, or I'm not going to say sent because I've already knew that person, but he gave me the comfort in leaving my children with this person, you know, knowing that my children will be safe and taken care of while I was gone. So I thank God for, you know, hearing my cry, and I thank God for, you know, giving me that outlet. Because it's really important, ladies, that we walk away sometimes, that we get that time away for ourselves, that we take care of ourselves in the spirit, so that when things like this happen, we're not so easy to fall into that dark pit, you know. Because once you fall into that dark pit, your mind follows, right? Then your spirit follows, then your emotions, right? Then the physical, and then before you know it, you're just a mess. So right now, Father God, we ask that you continue to keep us strong, Lord. You continue to move through us, that you give us the strength every day to keep pushing, that you continue to hear our cries and our desires, oh Lord. We ask that you know, continue to work through us, to allow us to be better people for ourselves. You know, so you want to continuously talk to God. Because another thing I found myself doing was, you know, throughout my days when I would get overwhelmed with the kids, or if I felt like something wasn't going the way I wanted it to go throughout my day, or if I was just like feeling weak or tired or whatever I was feeling, I would literally step away. I would sit down for a minute, and I would kind of, you know, take these deep breaths and say, Jesus, help me. Jesus, help me. Lord, please help me. I need your help right now. Whatever it is that I'm feeling right now, Lord, please take it away. Give me peace, Lord. Help me to get back in order. Help me to get back in an alignment, oh Father God, for whatever it is that you want me to do on today, Lord. So I literally found myself doing that, because I would get overwhelmed throughout my day. I would get worked up. And especially if you don't have order and structure and a schedule for your kids, oh my God, I'm pretty sure all my mothers out there can attest to this when I say you have to have a schedule for your kids. Just like your kids go to school and they follow a school schedule for that day, that's what your kids need, especially in a time with them being at home from the pandemic. Because with my kids being little, it's like a tornado, it's like mayhem, you know, if I don't keep them in order, because they're running around, they're doing this, they're doing that, I can't get done what I need to get done because it's just too much going on. I can't think, I can't do this, I can't do that. And I'm pretty sure a lot of my mothers can understand that. So I would like to encourage all my mothers out there today, if you have children, I would say it's really for little children, because older children can pretty much, you know, fend for themselves or have a little bit more structure in their lives. But when it comes to the little children, I will definitely say that you want to put them on a schedule. You want to get them on a schedule to when they wake up early. First of all, you want to be awoke before they're awake, right? Have their first, you know, you want to set aside your time. You get up in the morning, you pray, you worship, you work out, whatever it is that you do. Then you make your kids their breakfast. Then you get them up, you know, you get them going as if it was a regular school day. You know, brush your teeth, wash your face, come eat breakfast, and then prepare to get on Zoom or prepare to do some type of educational activity and something that's going to keep them going. And put them down for their naps on time. And when they go down for their naps, that's when you have your time with God. That's where you have your time for whatever it is that you want time for. And I know sometimes, ladies, it's hard because you're like, okay, there's sleep. Do I sleep? Do I clean up? Do I work out? Do I Bible study? Do I read? Do I cook? What do I do? And so I found myself struggling with that because I'm like, my kids are asleep. Oh my God, what do I do? And so for a long time, I would, you know, do what I wanted to do. But because God has aligned me and I'm so in position that now I ask God, God, what is it that I should be doing right now? And so he'll tell me what's most important to do right now while they're asleep. And so I do it. And so I like to make sure that I'm able to hear him throughout the day. That I'm able to have that peace throughout the day. So that he can order my steps. Because now I don't like when my days have a full schedule. I remember when I used to try to complete so many things in a day. And I, at the end of the day, I would find myself tired, overwhelmed, overworked, you know, upset, frustrated, trying to speed, trying to get through the day, trying to hurry. When now, I make a to-do list and I put the most important things at the top of the list. And so I do those things. I make sure that those things get done. And whatever I couldn't do, or when it starts to get late in the day, I said, okay, I'm not going to have enough time to do this, and I'm not going to rush to do it, because then that's going to cause me to be overwhelmed. So sometimes, ladies, we have to control what it is that we're doing. We have to take control over our lives. We have to make sure that we're setting order for ourselves, so that we don't set ourselves up for failure, right? We have to make sure that we're in order and in alignment with God. Yes, that's very important that we do that. And so I would just like to encourage every mother, every wife, every young lady out there that's listening, that you want to put yourself first. God come first, and then you come first, and then all the other roles that God has given you, that you put those in, because there's no way that you can be there for other people without first being there for yourself. There's no way that you can be a wife without taking care of yourself. There's no way that you can be a mother without taking care of yourself. There's no way that you can be a friend without taking care of yourself. And so this is also something that I had to learn for myself, and I'm still learning. And you also have to allow yourself to have an outlet. Pray and ask God to send someone in your life that you trust with your kids so you can have time to step away and breathe and think and meditate and worship and enjoy yourself, right? Because it's really important that we take care of ourselves. There's no way that we can succeed or go through our days or be the best mother or be the best wife without making sure that our happiness is in order. So I just want every listener out there, every woman, every mother, every soon-to-be mother, every soon-to-be wife, to just seek God, seek His will, seek His kingdom, and I promise you that He will order your steps. He will align you within your will, within His will. I'm sorry, because it's not our will, it's His will. So I just thank God for allowing me to learn something new every day, for giving me a new opportunity every day to be better. That's one thing I love about waking up in the morning, that I have another chance to be better, that I have another chance to do it right, that I have another chance to make it right. I thank God. That's what brings me joy in the morning, knowing that God woke me up so I can get it right, so I can be wiser, smarter decisions, so that I can learn. I thank God. I'm truly thankful. And so if you find yourself struggling to make it through your day, sit down, step away, take a break, and say, God, I need you. Jesus, I need you. I need you to give me strength to push through. I need you to give me wisdom to push through, to make sure that I'm making the right decisions. I need your peace, oh Lord, so that I don't get overwhelmed. I need you to send people in my life, oh Father God, that I trust, so that I can have an outlet. Ask him and you shall receive. I'm not making these things up. Everything that I ever prayed for, God answered my prayers. And that's why I love him so much. And that's why I call on Jesus' name so much. Because there's power, okay? In Jesus' name. I promise you that. And he's the only person who has gotten me through every day since the pandemic and even before the pandemic. But I say since the pandemic because I've been at home with my kids without a break. Just imagine how many of my listeners or how many women out there are at home with their kids 24/7 with no break. Thankfully, I have my husband. Thankfully, some women don't have anyone but themselves. And so I ask and I pray that God relieves you. I pray that God gives you an outlet. I pray that God lays his hand on you and gives you strength to push through. Because if you seek and you ask, he will deliver. He will give it to you. He will give it to you, I promise. So ladies, moving forward, make sure that you're taking care of yourself, so that you can be the best mother, the best wife, and the best woman for yourself. And don't be afraid to ask God for help. don't be afraid to ask God to send you help. And so I pray peace. I pray strength. I pray structure over every listener or over every woman that is struggling to make it through with her children, to make it through with herself. It is so. I'm believing that God will do it. He will do it. I'm declaring it. It will be done. It will be done. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.